Yes. So, hi, Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Your
Andy
turn, my fool.
I'm from the Dollop Podcast.
Great. You remember Luke from the van?
No.
Okay. That's troubling.
I had COVID.
In the van?
I don't remember anything anymore. Huh.
Okay. Well, Luke is your
I
best
can't, I
friend.
can no longer taste my feet.
Luke is your best friend.
I know what your feet taste like.
And he knows what your feet taste like, and he's your best friend. And speaking of things that taste like feet, I mean, this organically started, but then I brought you back some snacks to
From
eat from
Australia.
Australia from a weird market I found. And then we just basically were like, all right, if people want to send in snacks, they can send in snacks. And this sort of feels like Miracle on 34. I mean, like, with so much,
Yes, Virginia, there is a snack a clause.
so many snacks came in.
Miracle on
34th Street.
what is he trying to say? This feels like
People sent letters to Santa, but they sent snacks. Have you seen? Do you remember Christmas?
this is more like Joe Rogan's candy fear factor.
I agree. People really responded.
Living after midnight. I get it. Get it. Is that a beer?
I think so.
So
The
much.
Hams beer.
The Hams beer.
Christ.
Yeah,
Are we going to
it's
eat all of these or are we going to
what do
do
you mean we are we going to eat all of these? You're going to eat all of these. Yeah, I need a glass of
Hey,
water.
Gareth, an interesting question has come up.
Yeah.
Can gremlins drink beer
What?
without turning it?
Not only can they had one last night.
But if they're the little guy, if
Gizmo?
they drink beer, do they turn it into gremlins? Is what I'm saying.
I don't know. There's certainly some parts of Luke I would feel like might pop off, but well, let's start, shall we? Because we got a lot to get through.
Snacks, snacks, a snack
So
on
the
the back.
first, there's two I opened on accident. One because the package was not labeled like the others, so I opened it thinking it was just for me, but it was for Luke. And it was a person who sent in a letter.
Sounds like a lie.
Lex, Lucio, and Wilco. He wrote a whole letter. There's pictures. There's all
Uh-oh.
this shit. They
But Lex,
basically,
we don't need the letters.
his
Why
family and his
pictures?
kids like to eat weird snacks too. So he sent pictures of his kids. His kids have mullets.
From
He's a good
Melbourne.
dad. And
He's Australian.
the one he sent in was this. Now, I don't know what this is.
That looks like
And the back will not tell you either, but
looks bacony.
does look bacony.
Looks
Well, no, it's
no, because
like
I
a.
think they know the parameters. I will say the inside of the package is sopping wet.
Oh, God, it
Oh
smells
God,
very
it
interesting.
should never be wet.
I'm gonna get something for my hands.
I need a
This is the
drink.
weird shit. Not yet. I'm guessing this is some sort of seaweed, just based on the way it feels through the
Don't
package.
ever say that again.
Oh.
If it's seaweed, it's going to taste great.
Oh, no, it says on here. It's Fel Wang grilled gluten sticks. Spicy flavor.
What?
I
What'd you
already
say?
Fel Wang grilled gluten sticks. Spicy flavor. I should just preface this by
What?
saying I've had a little acid reflux a couple days, so this is really going to be like a trial by fire. But this smells good.
Well, the
I'm off
reason you
off the
had
starter with this.
acid reflux is because you eat like a fucking animal.
Like a
Go
goat.
ahead.
And
Yeah.
let's enjoy that talent.
Okay, just to
But we
set
could
the
not.
scene, this feels it's feels
Is it wet?
like a wet Twizzler. It's
It
sort of
feels
a.
like a spicy chicken dick.
Oh.
The sound, I don't know if you can hear the sound, but it's horrible. For those of you who are into mukbang and ASMR.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
That's very spicy.
For Luke to say something's very spicy means it's hell on earth.
Bring the spices, what I say.
What do you think? Yeah, I agree. What do you think?
There's a lot of chili. I'm getting the chili.
Not what do you? What is your reaction? We don't need you to read the ingredients.
It's surprisingly sweet as well as being spicy. Sometimes the sweet cuts the spicy, but not in this case. Jesus Christ.
The smell is very...
What? It smells what is like... a gluten stick? What is it?
I think it's, you know, the part of a wheat that just gets all... It looks like it's been...
It can cause madness.
It looks like it's been extruded from some sort of like a Play-Doh style.
Extruded?
I don't know if you can see straight on, but it's got like a star shape to it long ways.
Well, here. They also sent these, I think. Oh, this one's just called yellow.
Oh my god!
So here, do you have a little water?
Hey, can you pass the yellow, please?
Show me your water.
I'd like a yellow and two greens.
Take your lid off. We're gonna wash this down with some yellow. Oh, there you go. For those of you who want to see what it is,
it says jizz.
Just Dave, I'm gonna need you to.
I think you're supposed to eat it like a little snack stick. Like a.
Oh, man,
is it? Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Why would you think that would go in a cup?
It looks like my vitamin C pouches I take somewhere.
Oh, I hate this one.
Guess they
maybe
on
it's
my
not
cup.
Supposed. Maybe it's supposed
this.
To be in a cup.
I'm yellow easy tomorrow. I think this is gonna make me shit.
Yellow easy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like it's like a designed. To lubricate your inside.
Lubricate. Get it down though.
Now, what do we think? Do we think it's to eat out of the package or to go in water?
Well, it came out through the straw when I tried to drink water. I feel violated by how that one went.
This was a history podcast.
It's slowly turning into Canny Time with Greg Barron.
It's now fully, what is it now? This is like season 8 stuff where the new character is now eating diarrhea paste.
This one, I hate it. It tastes like a manufactured booger.
Okay.
And right. It was lurking in the bottom of my cup when I went to drink. Have you ever accidentally drank one of those boba tea balls?
Here, try the red.
I don't like those. I hate those.
Here, try the red flavor.
Well, have you ever had one sneak up into your mouth when you thought you were having a drink of water?
Try red.
I like it better than yellow.
Here, wash it down with a gluten stick.
I'm gonna be real with you. I really like gluten stick taste.
Great, that's good. This is what we need.
I knew it.
The first time you bite gluten stick, hold on, I'm gonna get it on mic.
Good, because I found some spicy strip, spicy gluten latteo. Chinese casual snack food.
Get it over
made from wheat chili spice.
That seems to be what this is all about.
Okay, so that's
these
that's
are just, vegan.
That's just one package.
The gluten.
He's vegetarian. That's just one package.
Oh God.
So a lot of packages showed up.
Thank you, Lex, Lucy, and
now this
Elko.
Next one I opened because I needed an envelope to put some like receipts in. So I just was like, well, there's tons of them. So I was like, I'll just open this one. And Luke already can see what this one's called, unfortunately. This one is, I don't know.
Possum flavored? How Jesus, is it possum flavored?
Possum flavored candy canes.
What?
And so the two that I've seen, I saw those two, and I saw these, and I got very excited. I mean, you really got to be able to see the possum on the front to enjoy it.
He's a, he looks almost bashful about what's going on in these candy canes.
And show the back, too, just if anyone's worried about how the factory makes the stuff. They just got the little
pot. Beans?
The possum sits in a tub full of soup or something like that, and he stirs
it's beans.
It might be beans.
He's in beans.
I'm coming around on red snot.
You got to save some room.
What does red taste like?
We'll never know.
It tastes like red. It's in the berry family. Kind of a cherry berry flavor profile.
So is it like a candy? Is it a candy?
I don't like yellow. Yellow is like a kind of a mango-y. There's a musk to the yellow I don't care for. The red is kind of like...
Well, speaking of things you don't care for.
Is it candy?
It's
booger. I cannot describe... It's like a... It is a viscous booger paste. But it's sweet. For sure, sweet profile. I can't tell if it tastes weird.
Well, keep it in the mouth.
I'm just smelling my hand from the. I have a chili stick with say, an aggressive
do,
ramp
do
up.
Not, I, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to forbid you from ever weird. Saying, I'm forbidding you from saying I smelled my hand.
It just said it does taste weird.
I can't tell.
Well, yeah, it's possum. Of course it tastes weird.
It's very skunky. It tastes like a trick.
It smells fucking awful.
Like a fart.
It does smell like roadkill. No. Come on, you got to.
I'm not going to be able to keep eating if I get a mouthful of possum.
Wow. You just wanted to talk about history with friends. Okay.
Dave, you got to try one of these possum things, man.
Dude, it fucking, I swear to God, that is an awful odor.
It's
possum. There's no part of possum that smells good.
Okay, this one's from Tallahassee, Florida.
They are really sweet little
creatures.
None
for their laws.
I hate the possum.
No, you ate the possum.
I ate it and I hate it.
So this one's from Tallahassee.
I recommend hard against the possum.
Possum fucking sucks. I mean, honestly, will you drink a little red just to get the smell out of here? Jesus Christ, possum stinks. I don't know what that little guy's doing in that bean pot, but he needs to calm it the fuck down.
They are really sweet.
This is a
possums only live 3 to 4 years, so all possums are just trying to make their way in the world.
This is a tragedy.
Oh my God. I really hate the possum thing. I might throw up from that.
Okay, this guy said, whoever this is, sent a bunch of stuff from somewhere called Lofty Pursuits.
What the hell?
Which it's intriguing.
It seems
you have my attention.
Yep. Hold on, there's more. So hold on.
Here's the Australian family buying the snacks. So that's nice.
Okay, so we got a couple more candy canes. Can't be worse than your last one. You want to start there?
I trusted candy canes until recently. I recently tried.
The Australians can ruin anything with.
Yeah.
They have bad candy. They have candy issues. They musk. Once they start doing musk.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to put this in the bag. I don't like holding it anymore.
No, wait. I'm trying to make sure. Don't worry. You just eat that.
What is that?
What does that taste like? Is that good?
It's like butter.
Okay, so this is way better.
It's like a butterscotch kind of vibe.
Now, see, I'm trying to see what these things are.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Where are you going? You can't go anywhere.
This almost tastes like it was made with eggnog. Are you going to get some possum?
Two eggnog candy cane.
I was right. I see. I've got a pretty delicate palate.
Nope.
Even after
you just ate possum. Skunk.
And I still nailed that eggnog from a mile away.
Here's a tangerine thing. Try one of these. These might just be good.
These look nice.
Yeah, these do look familiar. I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, it's very sour. Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, and then this is.
Public displays of convection. PD.net. That's so simple, it seems like it should be pornography of some sort.
See, one of them is called. This is what threw me. One of them is called.
If you get through
this one's called candy cap mushroom drops.
Are these?
So that's why this one, I'm like, is this one?
I'm curious. What are these guys? Are there any of these?
Why don't you, here, I'm going to give them a Google. Have one of these while we Google.
Okay. I tried a tangerine sour and it
really
was surprising.
It really hit him.
This is an eggnog candy cane. My palate was correct. It's a delicate instrument.
He's really leaning into this. But one of them's called mushroom caps. So now I'm like.
Leftovers from the feast. That's just good.
That's kind of
like a. This is like not the jolly. Oh, look at you.
Pineapple and cherry.
Jesus Christ.
Did you make that? Is that Dave's?
I just made it.
Dave's private
I think
supply?
This might just be good candy.
I think it is.
No, no.
But the candy
that's
cap
not what we do
drops
here.
Doesn't have any.
Yeah, I don't know what we're mad. We're all mad.
It's not what we do.
Oh, they just look like mushrooms. They're just shaped like.
So they're
mushrooms.
Just giving you good stuff. Here, try one of these. This is shard. This is a shard. The person who sent in the possum flavored thing. What's up? Sending the possum flavored thing. You're doing it right. How's that?
God, my hand still smells like.
He's still dope. Dealing with the skunk. All right.
I told you. You don't get to say that.
Yeah.
I'm still traumatized from the possum.
The possum was awesome. The person who sent in the possum thing, you're doing this right.
I'm traumatized by you saying you smell your hand.
All right, this is from Melissa from Chicago.
Remember how we said it was so wet?
Melissa in Chicago.
It coated my hand.
I mean, it still smells very skunky. And whoever sent the Tallahassee stuff, unless we're missing something, you didn't play the game right.
I like it.
Shut up.
But I like the Asian. The Asian treats too. I didn't love, if I'm being honest with you, I didn't love the booger gels just viscerally.
Snacks for Luke. Well labeled.
Gracias.
Yep. That's good.
Okay. Okay, this is wrapped in some Christmas packaging. So it's a little holiday festival stuff. Okay, great.
Whoever sent the public displays, thank you.
Yeah, and whoever sent the possum stuff, thank you. Nope, could have done without that. Okay, what do we got here? Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. You feel like drinking a little bit? We got a Malort. I don't know, Dave, I don't know if you've had a Malort. I've had a Malort on stage doing the dollop.
I don't know what a Malort is.
There you go.
I feel like, you're not going to have one too?
No, I'm not doing this. It's just for you. Okay. There you go. So take it down. You can have a little. Don't think about it. It's a shot. It's a shot. Take it down. It's horrible.
I know. I've had
Malort. Horrible. Malorts are horrendous.
Malorts What's are it horrible. Taste like?
Burnt.
Describe
dick.
It.
Like if you set the possum on fire for a couple days and let it sit in a vat of alcohol.
The smell is not good.
The possum from the candy died in a vat of nail polish remover.
Malort is notes of gasoline, grapefruit, sweat, wax, fire, mineral oil, and bitterness.
I feel like, Dave, didn't you somebody give you Malort on stage?
No, they gave it to you... that's what I was saying. Someone brought him up for Dave to have and me. And I think Dave Hellum was our guest. And I ended up drinking all three, I believe. But it was horrible. There you go. Some Malorts. So that's fine.
Why do people like... I mean, that's... Sorry, Chicago.
No, they don't like it. They like to give people like you it. Mm-hmm. It's not that they have like a weird taste. Okay, what do we have here? Okay, this is a great one. This one's awesome. This one's awesome so far. This one's, dare I say, it's hard to be more excited than the possum candy cane. But this, I don't know who this is for. This is from, yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
It's a giant water bug.
This is technically... not vegetarian, to be clear.
Well, come on, you're doing it for comedy, which is,
I guess, for science. What is it?
You're finally achieving something wonderful. Giant.
Rest of the possum.
Here you go. Take that chip out.
Take the chip out?
Yeah, it's like a chip.
It's just a giant bug.
Show it to the up to close to the camera.
It's just a big fat bug.
I mean,
wait a what is happening?
We're all
what?
I don't know.
What is happening?
It's fully a bug.
It's just a bug's leg.
It's just a bug.
Didn't taste very good.
What is it? Is it the worst one you've
you
had?
You know why?
No,
you know why? Because they always say the head's the best.
Oh,
you're like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, no, you want no. Hey, buddy, someone send you this.
Oh,
this
nice.
Is a gift.
Very nice. They didn't.
Well, here's the good news. There's a backup giant water bug for when you get peckish.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tastes like eating a dead leaf.
It doesn't look good. When I opened it up and I saw an actual bug, I...
Oh, did you just bite the head off?
No, it's a tail.
I don't like it's this. A tail as old as time. Now, this is weird. This one's empty.
I don't like this one.
Someone's in a fully empty one.
Just full of sarin gas.
I don't know. This one was totally
anthrax.
Yeah, but so we've...
I don't like talking. The bug has a lingering taste. It's very gross.
Okay, this next
one's weird. You'd think a bug would go down smooth.
Well, that burp's not going to smell good for anyone wondering. This next one's a big package, which is what... Okay, you okay?
Yeah.
This is a big one. This one is it's a big boy.
Oh, shit. I hope it's just one thing.
I think it's from Salt Lake City.
It's an actual possum, candied possum.
That's definitely not vegetarian, though.
Okay, this is crazy. This is soda.
Ooh.
Let's see, these are nice again. This is a pumpkin pie soda.
Really wash down that bug I just ate.
If you can get
sweet corn soda.
That's just corn syrup, it sounds like.
Yeah, that one is just corn syrup.
It smells like cinnamon.
There's a lot of them. There's tons. This one's okay. Yeah. Here we go. We're getting a little warmer now. Like
y'all get your fixins.
That seems that
hold on. I got one that we could try. That's good.
That looks good.
It's like a pumpkin pie soda. It tastes as advertised.
Like a pie. Oh, everything's falling. Right, Luke ruined everything.
Pablo's very upset because my wife's home.
Okay, some of these are peanut butter and jelly. One of them's bacon. Oh, Jesus Christ. One of them's bacon.
I just ate a bug.
There's a lot here.
Check. Can you still hear us, Dave?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Okay, I think we should...
Are there any other bugs?
No, but there's a couple sodas I think we can pick from here. Well, we can try both. There's a few. Some of those he'll like. But the two we could maybe try. The first one would be buffalo wing soda.
I don't...
Oh, my God. Oh,
I don't think there's meat in it, though.
No,
probably not.
So you could try that.
I sure will.
And then nothing goes better with buffalo wings than a ranch soda.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh.
Look at I'm troubled by the man on the soda.
Yeah, he's weird. Lester's Fixins. Have you heard of him, Dave? Should we do a dollop on him? Here, why don't you have some?
Well, he's clearly fucked up.
That looks like my great aunt's husband.
Are you supposed to be opening these with your hand, or are you just doing...
No, it's not a twist off, but he's twisting it off. This is true. Yep, that doesn't make it okay.
Oh
boy.
My God.
I opened the next snack, and it's exciting.
Dad, I am looking at the different flavors of Lester's sodas.
And what are you?
Bacon.
Yeah, we have bacon.
Mustard?
No, we didn't get mustard.
I think ranch dressing to me is the worst. Ranch dressing.
Ranch is exciting.
I'm disturbed that the pumpkin pie just popped off in my hand. It makes me feel like...
Yeah,
that,
no, we all are.
That was reattached.
Yeah, it's not okay. Okay, so this is the buffalo wing soda.
Oh. Give it a sniff. Snoofter. What is floating in it?
I wasn't going to say
it. Don't worry about that.
Have a sip.
No, that looks like...
It's what...
There's an ant.
No,
in it.
It's fine. It's fine.
There's an ant. There is an ant floating in the bottle.
No, it's rat poop for sure. No, okay. Or a piece of wood, which is a shame because I was excited to drink buffalo.
It's probably wood.
These feel like they were recapped.
Come on, have a sip. It was maybe poop.
Oh, it's so crazy. I don't like that.
What are you spitting liquid in there?
No, you gotta swallow.
Yeah. All right. Have.
I'm not gonna swallow the one that had a thing in it.
Yeah, he's just gonna put it in his mouth, dumbass.
I'm gonna taste it.
I know. He's like, look, this is probably rat poop.
This is rat poop. I won't swallow it.
just gonna be in my mouth.
Oh man, I swear to God, I saw that floating in there, and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna bring it
what,
up.
What the fuck
oh,
was
I hate
that?
The ranch. He's even more.
Yeah, he opened it with a mic. Yeah.
That's gross. That's real gross, yeah. Man.
That seems like the worst thing ever.
Oh, we've fallen out of the sight of God.
The smell is
Jesus Christ.
The smell is not good. The smell is what you'd think it would be.
I'm a snacky guy, but I drink a lot of soda, period. And adding
one
ranch
more
to
sip.
It doesn't. Oh, I hate it. I really do.
It's really bad. It smells fucking horrible.
You know what would be good with? What I would wash it down with? A little buffalo wing.
Yeah, you want to get a little of that buffalo wing poop sauce?
No, there's rat poop in that one.
Oh, yeah.
I tasted it for science, but
okay.
It was already pretty spicy. Jesus Christ.
The next person did the game right, too. But here, Luke. I'm going to give you options on what flavor you want to
What's
try
that?
First.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I thought it would be nice.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn. It's just the juice from a can of corn.
I apologize for when I said this person didn't do this game properly. They really did. Okay, Luke, options for first. Do you want Mexican spice, cheddar cheese, or barbecue?
Probably the Mexican one.
Mexican cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Mexican spice.
Sure.
Mexican spice coming your way, sir.
See, these are again, this is not vegetarian. Guys, I'm
oh
tasting the
God.
Bugs, but let's not encourage
my God.
The eating of these.
Let me read some nutritional facts. There's just over 10 calories in each one of these and 1 gram of protein. That, as far as protein yield, pretty good.
This violates my rule of these worms don't want me to eat them, so I don't.
Yeah, you know what?
I'll taste it though.
These are good for if you're going to the gym, you keep those and you just pound them right before you walk in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of snack I could actually get down with, but it's worms, so that's
what?
Good. You heard
well,
me.
Well, it's not
I
worms.
Get down with it.
It's larva, technically.
It doesn't taste any worse than like a Cheeto.
Are you kidding
like?
Me right now?
He likes Cheetos.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's almost the exact same consistency. It's just got legs and
except
a head.
It's a larva.
Here. Well, see, again, that's my issue with it. That's why I won't eat it. It's not anything about taste.
I'm going to say my favorite quote from this so far is Dave saying it's a larva.
Yeah. I mean, they're crunchy.
Cheddar cheese.
I don't taste cheddar cheese. They're just.
Try one more just to make sure.
If there was
a woman who did have a crush on Luke, it's gone.
No, I don't agree. I think this is going to solidify the crush for some. And here, finally, let's finish it off with a little bit of barbecue.
Ladies, it's all about consent. And the worms didn't consent. Otherwise, I would get down.
Jesus Christ. I don't know about how I feel about bragging about consent being your big thing.
By the way, Larry licked a man's ear tonight. Non-consensual.
Who did?
Larry. Non-consensual.
Now, for those of you wondering what
behind.
The smell coming from this bag is like, I'll tell you right now, it is bad news.
It's like, it's possum.
It is bad news.
It's the possum candy.
It's impossible.
We shouldn't have done that first.
I agree. Had I known, I should have opened these and come up with an order. But I also like that, we're hitting a lot of things. We're doing, it's a mukbang, it's an ASMR, and it's an unboxing.
It's a fucked bang. These aren't flavored enough, is my complaint about the larva.
That's interesting.
What are
and
they
by the
flavored
way,
like?
I think I have a new favorite quote from this.
The larva don't have much taste.
These aren't flavored enough for me, the larva.
Is it a natural larva flavor, or does it have a spiciness, cheesiness?
It's just like a little bit of salt.
Does it taste like the other larva you've eaten?
Yeah, they all taste.
Does it taste like the larva you drank in your soda right before?
No, that tasted. Oh, what is this?
Oh, running out of time.
Upgrade now, no.
Oh, boy.
Leave
all right.
Me alone. We might have to pause and come back into it for part two of Zoom.
Let's I don't know how much time we have. Oh, we have 10 minutes. So let's really enjoy this because Dave, you're not going to believe this. I know you're a man of the Bible.
Yes, I love Christ.
And your prayer just got answered because someone also sent the mustard soda.
Lester's?
Yeah, it's a Lester Farms.
Lester fucking sucks.
You know what? Enjoy your mustard. I just,
oh, the smell it, right out of the gate.
It's good. It's mustardy.
It's like a,
hey,
it's
Luke,
like mustard vomit.
It's Luke, like a, I need you to, I need
someone
you to
filled
hold
their
on.
Colon with mustard. Hold on.
I need you to take a big swig of this one. I don't want a little taste. I want a big old swig. I need a big swig of this.
Like you ran a marathon and it's Gatorade. They made him De Niro. Take another sip and do a De Niro. Do a Kate.
You marry these Osage women, you could get the head rights.
That was, sometimes is meet the parents, sometimes.
Oh, fucker.
Uh-huh. Meet the fucker.
Could you milk me, mustard soda?
I have nipples, Greg.
This just tastes like honey mustard. I mean, it tastes like they carbonated honey, like a very watered down honey mustard. That somehow makes it worse.
It's bad.
Ugh. Why is the old man there, though?
He's laughing at you.
He makes it really rough.
Maybe I have one more because we can't, like... There you go. It really is the most De Niro face could be from natural taste.
There's nothing natural. It says 100% natural. I don't know what they mean.
Well, they mean it's from 100% bottle of mustard.
Ugh. If they just, I would rather drink mustard, I think.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we, because this could be a two-parter anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I wish
oh,
I had
man, there's an Uncle Lester near me.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Cool. Invite him over.
You got a little speckle.
I just feel bad.
Okay, well,
my body is.
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to do?
Bugs.
Do you want to wait to finish the rest, or do you want to do a two-parter?
Let's do a maybe. A
do you want to do a? Can you stop? Then send another one, and we'll restart.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
why don't we do that? So, Dave, we'll send you an invite for the part two, which we're gonna do right now. You know, well, no need to put the cap. Oh yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, there you go. That's right. And Dave,
cheers.
Would you not say this is sort of what happens in the van a lot? The thing that we're like,
yeah.
Man, and he's like, yeah. And then
I try to find
where is it? And he goes, it's gone.
When we stop at gas station, I try to find the worst thing in there that he can put in his mouth.
Yeah, and then he'll
eat it
and he'll be like, gross.
Glory hole diet.
And then you'll be like, where are those rat pickles? And he'll go, I finished them. They had a good flavor.
The possum, I still, every time I breathe out, I smell
the possum. The
really broke me.
For how?
I thought it was just a candy cane with a cute possum
right
on it.
Over here, I think.
Oh, that's the Malort.
Oh, that's the Malort. You got quite a little.
The possum is loose in the room.
Scientist.
The moose is loose.
Oh,
here
Jesus.
It's just, I go back to how when we were looking at this, we were like, what is this little rascal doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. Oh, boy.
Shitting in the beans.
He's skunking up that pot. Oof.
I didn't. That was even my first association with possums was their smell, but
it
is now.
I don't think that. I don't know. This it's very skunky, so I don't know. But
I watched a very cute video of a possum hugging a man, giving nice possum facts. They eat ticks.
Did you understand any
Luke,
of that?
Yeah.
Just quick question: what in the fuck are you watching?
And talking about
nature facts, just info.
Oh, yours does it too.
Yeah,
that's probably not the thing you should be doing right now. Okay, well, we'll do a part two.
How is the bug not the worst one?
Yeah, well, do you mean the bug from your drink or the bugs you're eating?
That was rat shit in the drink for sure.
Yeah, Luke drank rat shit tonight.
I'm gonna go wash my mouth out.
Not yet,
before
you're not.
Part two.
All right, well, we'll do a part two in a minute, so we'll send you an invite right now, Dave. And the boy going to be auctioning off Luke's shit bag.
The Ralph
bag. Ralph's is a perfect name for what's happening in that bag. All right, so stop the fucker and
stop the fucker.
Thank you for the candy.
Yeah, thanks everybody. This was awesome. We got more to do.